لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
Who believes in the غيب؟ يؤمنون بالغيب. We believe in غيب. And one of the غيب is himself. And when we believe in غيب, at that time we need to think that nothing is غيب for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For him everything is in the presence. In all our situations, circumstances, we are in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we believe in that, one needs to believe in that, that we are in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he said in many places in Quran, and Surah Mubarakah Hujurat ends with this verse. Today, coincidentally, we are getting close to the holy month of Ramadan, and Allah gave us tawfiq to complete this surah. We had started from beginning of year, continuation of Surah Mubarakah Waqi'ah, and Allah gave opportunity to complete that Surah Waqi'ah. Then I started Surah Hujurat. Although it's not a tafsir, it's just a study and to understand Quran. Because who we are that we can make a tafsir? Yeah, that is job of mufassirin, those who are knowledgeable about Quran. Those who know Quran deeply, they have understanding about various aspects of Quran. So we have been able to complete Surah Mubarakah Hujurat with this verse that speaks about Allah's one of the quality. It says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge about unseen in the heaven and the earth. Unseen in the heaven and the earth. For us, there are many things that are unseen. Even if we think about ourselves, think about yourself. How many things are unseen for us that are about ourselves? We even do not know about ourselves. Sometimes we may think that we know about ourselves, but really we do not know. Many things are unseen for us about ourselves. We do not know. Anybody can say that I know about myself, about everything? No. There are many things that are ghaib about myself. So this is our knowledge. Amount of knowledge of human being is very limited. It's very limited. We need to admit before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Admit before Him that He knows about everything, not us. We don't know. We have no knowledge. Our knowledge is very limited. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about the unseen and secrets of heaven and earth. When this is the belief, then committing a sin, it becomes a problem, an issue. That one who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believes that he knows about unseen, how that is going to make a mistake? How is going to commit a sin before him? When you are in the presence of a manager, then you become alert. Then you try to do everything that pleases your manager. Allah is mudabbir as-samawat wal-ard. He is manager of everything in this world. Manages our life, manages skies and earth, manages our sustenance, manages our breath. Everything is being managed. Our mind is functioning all the time, and He manages that. Nothing is being unmanaged. He's mudabbir, and He's knowledgeable. How come when we are under the manager that is best of the manager of this world, that tomorrow we are going to stand in His court and everything will become witness. everything will become open. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also is basir. When He wanted to speak about our actions, our belief, our thought, at that time He did not use ya'lam. When He wanted to speak about unseen of the world, at that time He said, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. But when He wanted to speak about our actions at that time, He used the term that is basir, that is more complicated, deep knowledge, with understanding. He is well aware of our actions. He is well aware of our practices. So you see, that means our action and practices are complicated than ghaibus samawat wal ard. Because human being wants to hide many things and wants to make intentions and then changes intentions many times. And he may make that argument before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tomorrow that, you know, I had good intention, I did not have bad intention. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Wallahu basirun bima ta'malun. I'm well aware of your intentions, I'm well aware of your practices. You cannot make an argument before me, because my knowledge about you is very complicated and it's very deep. I know about every single thing. Before you start making an action, before you start thinking about anything, I know about that. And I know about every step that you go further. Wallahu basirun bima ta'malun. When He is basir, we need to live with basarat and basirat. When we do any action, then we need to do actions with the basirat. Allah is basir. His quality that He is well aware. A mu'min should be basir. He should be living with awareness, understanding, knowing, looking at everything with the deep knowledge, with the deep understanding, thinking about everything. Looking at the people, do not believe about everybody, do not believe about everything, whatever it's been said. But you believe in the one who is basir. You can be believer of the one who is basir about the practices. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah make our belief in the one who is basir stronger every day. When we do anything, then we believe in Allah who is basir and alim. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah keep us away from any disobedience. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from any sin. May Allah forgive all the sins that we have committed in the past. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before we enter to the holy month of Ramadan, may Allah forgive all of us. May Allah be pleased with all of us. Allahumma ghafir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'afu anna fid dunya wal akhirah innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. الله أكبر. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب اله العالمين ابي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين امير المؤمنين علي بن ابي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحيا طال البدع والطغيان هادم بنية الشرك والنفاق اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره أما بعد أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, as we are reaching to the final days of holy month of Sha'ban and we are approaching to the month that is month to be the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us prepare us before we reach to the month that is month of Barakah, Rahmah and Maghfirah. Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam reminded in his sermon by saying, Ayyuhan nas, qad aqbala ilaykum shahrun bil barakati wal rahmati wal maghfirah. O people, approaching to you a month that is month of barakat and blessing. In order to achieve blessings and barakat, we need to prepare ourselves. If we like to be under the shadow of the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to prepare ourselves. If one needs to seek forgiveness, that month is reaching, that is month of maghfirah. One needs to prepare in the month of Prophet, peace be upon him. Let us seek help of Prophet in these days. These final days of holy month of Sha'ban are really important. Prepare from various aspects. Not preparing for the food. Not preparing for suhoor. Not preparing for the iftar. But preparing spiritually. Make yourself knowledgeable about holy month of Ramadan, its qualities, its attributes. Let us think, what is holy month of Ramadan? What are the things that are being required during this month? This is the time that we need to reflect on this khutbah of the Prophet, peace be upon him. I will advise brothers and sisters, take this khutbah and read about that. It's online. Today, everybody can read that. Sermon of the Prophet in the month of Sha'ban before holy month of Ramadan starts. What are the guidelines that Prophet, peace be upon him, has asked us? What are the expectations of Holy Prophet from a mu'min, a Muslim, how he needs to prepare for the holy month of Ramadan? Teach your children, teach your youth this khutbah, this sermon, because that is very special. Holy Prophet is a role model for us, and he is the one who is teaching us about holy month of Ramadan. Prepare yourself. Even you have read that before, read that again. Because speeches of Prophet, sermons of Prophet, whenever you read, it's going to be new. You're going to have something new. Because speech of Prophet is equal to Quran. It's completely like Quran. Whenever you open Quran, it's same. It is new. There is something new for you. Similarly, sermon of the Prophet is going to be new for you when you read today. There are going to be deep understandings and deep meanings that you're going to learn from this sermon of the Prophet, peace be upon him. As we are preparing for holy month of Ramadan, We need to prepare that our center, this place where we come together, we perform our obligations. This center provides many blessings, really center of the blessing, that you cannot imagine that in past almost 2 months, this center was providing iftar to the people in the month of Rajab and almost most of the month of Sha'ban. That center that is going to be open for you during the holy month of Ramadan for du'as, for Quran, for speeches. It's inviting scholars from outside. They are going to be teaching you, and you will learn about Islam during this holy month. When you prepare yourself, prepare supporting this center as well. Not necessarily that holy month of Ramadan we have to go and give funds for iftar. Why we cannot prepare? Why we cannot start right now, before we enter to holy month of Ramadan? If somebody likes to support the center, this is the time that you start supporting the center. Give your funds that board members, they can realize that they are ready. As you're preparing individually, prepare socially. Prepare as a center as well. This is a family. That family needs to be ready. Our center needs to be ready. Our children need to be ready for holy month of Ramadan. Let us all be together to welcome holy month of Ramadan, inshallah. Dear brothers and sisters, as we all know that this holy month of Sha'ban, one of the communities at this time is going through difficult times. Holy month of Sha'ban is month of peace and blessing. But there are enemies of the peace. Those who have broken the peace of a country, that is an Islamic country, that is a heritage of Islam, and they have taken the peace of hundreds and thousands of people, and there are many people, like thousands of people, those who are being living under the shelter of sky. They do not have their houses. There are many those who have been killed. Placing them in line and targeting them. There are many those who have lost their loved ones. There are sisters, those who have lost their brothers. There are wives, those who have lost their husbands. There are husbands, those who have lost their families. Today, we give condolences to our Maharaja for this greatest tragedy that have taken place in the country of Iraq. We say condolences to our leader, condolences to Imam Zaman Ajjalallahu Farajahu Sharif. Before I analyze on the situation, as our Maharaja have suggested to recite Dua-i Ahlul Tughur for those who are guarding the cities, our shrines, those who are guarding our houses, our families, our mu'mineen and Muslims in that country, we will be reciting today before Maghrib Dua-i Ahlul Tughur, as it's been suggested by Ayatullah al-Uzma Sistani as well. I would like to request that let us today give solidarity to the people in Iraq. If we cannot go, if we cannot do anything else, at least we can sit together and recite to us and give them strength that they can be stronger in their motives and they can move forward and they can take control on that country again and bring the peace in that country. He says salawat. When we look at this issue, that an organization that has become popular and famous today and making headlines like ISIS or ISIL, it seems that it's been organization just became on the surface, and there was a miracle that they have taken control on the cities and nobody knew about that. Many people, they are realizing that it has just happened. So as we believe in the accident of this world, we started believing that there is an accident that has taken place in country of Iraq, that the organization has taken control on almost a whole province. Do you think that is simple? It's just an accident? There was no planning taking place? Nobody was behind that? So let us think about some of the questions that come in mind. That who has provided intelligence information to this group? Who has even trained this group? Where this group come from? Was these people just in Iraq? If we go back, just a couple of months before, all Western governments, they were supporting this group, and they had given everything that is required. So definitely, it's not a group that has just come up on the surface. That is a group that was existing. It has been provided all the resources that it needs. It has been provided very latest weapon. Second thing that it is that how a local, for example, officers of this country, army officers of this country, they just decided not to fight. They just left the cities. And they gave the cities in the hands of somebody. Was that just a simple? Wasn't there any planning taking place? Who bought these officers? Where this money comes from? That large number of officers, they decided not to fight. And they gave all these cities in the hands of these terrorists. If you just think that in a country there is a parliament, right? There is a parliament, parliamentary system. There is a parliament. The day first prime minister of this country had called the session of the parliament, and it has to be urgent session. And now how many days have passed? Almost 2 weeks that are passing that this attack is continued. During these 2 weeks, Iraqi parliament has not been able to meet once. They have not been able to meet. So where are those parliamentary groups, and where are those politicians, those who are being elected for this country? Now, there is a larger conspiracy. It's not only one person or two person. It's not only one officer or two officer. There is a large conspiracy behind that, that they wanted to dismantle completely government of Iraq. And then you see Western media, it starts blaming Nour al-Maliki. So I'm not supporting Nour al-Maliki, but I would like to just think about that, that these parliamentary elected people, they do not like to meet, at least to meet, and he's the one who is taking care of the country. And they are against him. They are saying he could not manage the country. So that means they wanted to demonstrate that he cannot manage the country. It is same strategy that they were using against Bashar al-Assad. Today they are using against Nour al-Maliki. There's no difference. There's no difference. They want to demonstrate that Prime Minister of this country has no capability to control the system of this country. And they went and they gave all the resources to this group, and he went along. Second thing that media is portraying, that Nour al-Maliki is a Shia elected prime minister. So in that country, when people, they like to elect anybody, they don't see Shia or Sunni. They would like to see who is prime minister. And he is being elected, being given votes. And after votes, he has been elected. But they like to portray that this is a Shia prime minister. And they are trying to portray that there are two groups in this country. There is Sunni and Shia. And both they are actually against one another. Let us ask them that how about Syria? In Syria, we don't have majority of Shias. There is majority of Sunni people. And this group, it was fighting in Syria. Why over there was not Sunni and Shia? But still these people, they were killing people. Even they were killing Druze people. They were killing Alevis in the Syria. So they killed thousands of people. Even they killed Christians over there. Why this media, it continues says that Shia and Sunni? Because there was a conspiracy behind that they wanted to make a fight in this country that was fight between Shias and Sunnis. That is plot. And they are continuously working for that. But on the other hand, our vigilant leadership, our institution of Maraje, our Mujtahideen, and today you can understand how important are our Maraje, how important is religious leadership. That whenever they take a step, if they say one word, it is going to be implemented in all over the world. By one fatwa of Imam Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayhi, whole world changed. And Rushdie started escaping from one place to another place. With one fatwa of Ayatollah Sistani, 1.5 million people, they enrolled themselves in the army. So that shows that Shia school of thought is the institution. It is a school of thought. And it follows the strong leadership and Maraje. And after his fatwa, Hauza Ilmiya Najaf supported that. Hauza Ilmiya Qom supported that. Many Maraje, they have supported that. Iranian government, Islamic Republic of Iran, continues says that we are ready to support in any case wherever government wants. We are ready to defend the shrines and holy cities. This is the unity that you can see within our institutions. Unfortunately, we keep fighting. This is Ayatollah Sistani's, this is Ayatollah Khamenei's. There is nothing like that. There is a complete unity within our institutions that they are trying to, at this time, demonstrate their unity. And we need to keep that unity as well. It is important that we follow anybody in our taqleed. We should not make that as an issue. This should not be an issue. But our institution is institution of Maraje. Brothers and sisters, when you look at this situation, we can understand that Western governments are still behind this group. But only they changed their techniques. They have changed their tactics. Nothing has changed. So let us see position of United States and Western countries. When this attack happened in the beginning, they said that we would like to announce that all the options are open other than military. So this was first position. In the second position, they said that they are sending 300 personnel to defend their embassy in Baghdad. So you see, their embassy is important, not Baghdad. Their embassy is important, but not Iraq. Then, until now, they are not ready to announce that this group is a terrorist group. They're not ready to announce that. Sometimes they start speaking that, you know, this is a group that exists in the country and it has political motives and this and that. They try to analyze and they try to dismantle this situation and in the minds of people that it's not a terrorist organization. It is same Al-Qaeda. These are same Taliban. But unfortunately, when they like to speak, they are not clear. They are not clear yet. Then they send 300 more personnel that they would like to help with the armed forces in Iraq. Iraqi government has asked that if they can provide us Air Force help. But it's still not been provided. But one thing that I would like to say, one of the big mistakes that our people in Iraq and the politician in Iraq, they made, they were expecting from these countries to help in the beginning, and they're still expecting. If they could expect from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they would have trusted in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning, they would have not faced this situation today. But unfortunately, they are still expecting help is going to come from America. They are still calling Labbaik Ya America. We have to be really today think about our situation. A country beside Iraq, it's independent, and it has taken complete control. It's not expecting anybody, but trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That has given honor to this country. And one of the most peaceful country on the earth is Islamic Republic of Iran.
Takbir!
Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar!
I wish that our people in Iraq could follow this model. I wish that they could also earn this honor. I wish that a country where there are 85% Shias, where there in any city, in every city, there are shrines of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And people, 30 million people, they go to have Arbaeen in this country. But still, our people, they are not with honor. They are being displaced from their cities, their countries. They are running around. They don't have their houses. Thousands are being killed. We are dishonored in this country. Gosh, our scholars, as they move today, and I really believe that if they continue moving the same direction they have moved today, this country will be with honor. We really respect and honor the verdict of our Marja today that has taken this initiative, and his representative has been announcing continuously. We support that. We pray for the long life for our Maraji. We pray for the long life of our leader. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give long life to our houses. And may Allah prolong the life of our institutions. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity that we can stand with Imam of the age. And we can support cause of Imam Zaman. Allahumma ghafir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi' allahumma bainana wa bainahum bil khairat innaka mujibud da'wat innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allahumma ajjil li waliyyika al faraj واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره والمستشهدين بين يديه. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. I'm really sorry for taking a little bit more time of brothers and sisters.